15. Now, still holding Tower's hand, he said, I'm from the future. You know that, don't you? I know that he says you are, yes. Tower jerked his head toward Roland, then tried to pull his hand free, and he held on. Listen to me, Cal. If you listen and then act on what I tell you, you can earn what that vacant lot of yours would be worth on the real estate market 5, maybe even 10 times over. Big talk from a man who isn't even wearing socks, Tower said, and once again tried to pull his hand free. Again, Eddie held it. Once he supposed he wouldn't have been able to do that, but his hands were stronger now, so was his will. Big talk from a man who's seen the future, he corrected. And the future is computers, Cal. The future is Microsoft, can you remember that? I can, Aaron said. Microsoft. Never heard of it, Tower said. No, Eddie agreed. I don't think it even exists yet, but it will soon. And it's going to be huge. Computers, okay? Computers for everybody, or at least that was the plan, will be the plan. The guy in charge is Bill Gates. Always Bill, never William. It occurred to him briefly that since this world was different from the one in which he and Jake had grown up, the world of Claudia E. Inez Bachman instead of Beryl Evans, that maybe the big computer genius here wouldn't be Gates. Could be someone named Chin Ho Fuck, for all Eddie knew. But he also knew that wasn't likely. This world was very close to his. Same cars, same brand names. Coke and Pepsi rather than Nozzle. Same people on the currency. He thought he could count on Bill Gates, not to mention Steve Jobsarino, showing up when he was supposed to. In one way, he didn't even care. Calvin Tower was, in many respects, a total shithead. On the other hand, Tower had stood up to Andolini and Balazar for as long as he had to. He'd held on to the vacant lot, and now Roland had the bill of sale in his pocket. They owed Tower a fair return for what he'd sold them. It had nothing to do with how much or how little they liked the guy, which was probably a good thing for old Cal. This Microsoft stuff, Eddie said, you can pick it up for $15 a share in 1982. By 1987, which is when I sort of went on permanent vacation, those shares will be worth $35 apiece. That's 100% gain, a little more. Says you, Tower said, and finally succeeded in pulling his hand free.
If he says so, Roland said, it's the truth.
Say thanks, Eddie said. It occurred to him that he was suggesting that Tower take a fairly big leap based on a stone junkie's observations, but he thought that in this case he could do that.
Come on, Roland said, and made that twirling gesture with his fingers. If we're going to see the writer, let's go.
Eddie slid behind the wheel of Cullum's car, suddenly sure that he would never see either Tower or Aaron Deepnow again. With the exception of Per Callahan, none of them would. The partings had begun. Do well, he said to them. May you do well.
And you, Deepnow said.
Yes, Tower said, and for once, he didn't sound a bit grudging. Good luck to you both. Long days and happy nights, or whatever it is.
There was just room to turn around without backing, and Eddie was glad. He wasn't quite ready for reverse, at least not yet.
As Eddie drove back toward the Rocket Road, Roland looked over his shoulder and waved. This was highly unusual behavior for him, and the knowledge must have shown on Eddie's face.
It's the end game now, Roland said. All I've worked for and waited for all the long years. The end is coming, I feel it. Don't you?
Eddie nodded. It was like that point in a piece of music when all the instruments begin rushing toward some inevitable crashing climax.
Susanna? Roland asked.
Still alive?
Mia?
Still in control.
The baby?
Still coming.
And Jake? Father Callahan?
Eddie stopped at the road, looked both ways, then made his turn. No, he said. From them I haven't heard. What about you? Roland shook his own head. From Jake, somewhere in the future with just an ex-Catholic priest and a Billy Bumbler for protection, there was only silence. Roland hoped the boy was all right. For the time being, he could do no more.
stave. Kamala, me, mine, you have to walk the line. When you finally get the thing you need, it makes you feel so fine.
Response.
Kamala, come nine, it makes you feel fine, but if you'd have the thing you need, you have to walk the line.